And hey out there, everybody. This is Bill again here, and you're listening to episode 16 of the Rebel Within podcast. And so I'm just going to get right into it. This video is going to be about the late legendary drummer, Vinnie Paul, formerly of Pantera, Damage Plan, Hell Yeah, and a side project him and his brother did called Rebel Meets Rebel that had David Allan Coe on vocals. I know this podcast is a little late, but I wanted to take a little bit of time to process everything and sort of kind of let my emotions get past me and everything, and to a time to when I could sit back and actually do this podcast and not, maybe not be, in a bad mood or whatever, or in a down mood. So, yeah, Vinnie Paul was always and will always be one of the top five drummers on my list of all time. And this one hits home because I used to play drums back in the day. I don't play anymore. It's been a few years since I've even picked up a set of drumsticks. But when I was playing drums, Vinnie Paul was one of my influences. And, he had a different style of his own. He was just, he was just a great drummer. But I'm glad to know that when he passed, that it was due to natural causes instead of finding out, oh, here's another guy that just committed suicide or whatever, or drug overdose, or however you want to look at it. I'm glad it was one of those situations. And I've heard, different people say different things or whatever. Like, I heard one person say that they think he never got over the death of his brother. And that's probably true. I know Vinnie Paul took the death of his brother really, really hard. Vinnie and his brother were close. And, I kind of feel that too, because me and my brother is really close. Like, if my brother was gone tomorrow, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably walk around like a zombie for a long time. Probably years. Who knows? How long, but him and his brothers formed, Pantera, and, they had a bunch of really great albums, and then, you're there at the end towards the early 2000s, Pantera separated, and what was around about 2000 and probably like 4 or something like that, 2000, yeah, it had been around early 2004 or late 2003. Well, it's probably before then, but, him and his brother had formed a band called Damage Plan, and they had an awesome record out and was touring on that when, Dimebag got murdered there in Ohio in 2004. And, yeah, I just don't think Vinnie ever took that really well, and I believe that played something to do with it. I just think his heart had been heavy for a long time, and I don't think emotionally and everything he ever got over that. And sometimes, that stress of things like that aren't good on a person, and probably the partying and stuff that he loved to do probably didn't help none either. I mean, I'm not knocking a guy for that. If that's the way you want to live your life and have fun and live it every day to the fullest, hey, I'm not knocking that. I used to drink and I've done some partying and stuff like that. I can't judge nobody for that. I'm just saying, I think maybe as far as health wise, it may have had something to do with that. If I'm not mistaken, and please forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe the cause of death was massive heart attack, while he was still asleep. And if that is the case, like I said, that sucks. to go that way, but at least it was natural causes, and he went innocently, and it was, you know, and so that's a good thing to know. And hopefully, wherever they are, he's reunited with his brother, and they're happy, playing music and doing whatever. But Vinnie Paul was, he was one of the reasons why I listened to the band Hell Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Chad Gray from Mudvayne and everything, but if Vinnie Paul probably wouldn't have been attached to that project, I probably would have never listened to it. And just kind of going off track on that and talking about Hell Yeah just a little bit, I loved their first two albums because it was almost like they were going for like almost like a southern metal kind of thing, you know. And I wanted to compare it to something like Texas Hippie Coalition or whatever, but only harder. And then their third album there, I liked a few songs off of it, but I wasn't. And then anything after that, when they kind of changed their image or whatever, I really wasn't a big fan of. I wasn't a big fan of the last two albums they done. And it sort of kind of sucked because those first two albums were awesome. And I don't know why they changed their image like that, but they did. And but that's okay. I mean, that's them, and they can do what they want to. But I feel like that I probably would have kept up with them and listened to them more if they would have stayed the way they did the first two records. But going back to Vinnie Paul, a lot of people don't know this, but he had, I think it was actually before they had formed Damage Plan, Vinnie Paul and his brother Dime and Rex Brown had did a project together called Rebel Meets Rebel, where they had David Allan Coe on vocals. And that was a really unique album. It was different. It was different than anything that they had done, and which was pretty cool. So, I kind of think, I was just now thinking about, sorry, I got twisted up on my thoughts there for a minute. I don't know if this is true, and I think it may be just a rumor, but if not a rumor, I don't know, but I thought I had heard at one time that Damage Plan had some songs that either they were working on or had already recorded or whatever for like the new Damage Plan album, and none of it ever got released. And I don't know if that was something that Vinny chose not to do or whatever, or if that's even true. And probably now with his death, that's something you'll probably never see unless the record label has a way to get a hold of that or buy the rights to it, or if they own the rights to it or whatever. I don't know. And I don't even know if that's true or not. But if there is some Damage Plan music out there that's never been heard, I would love to hear it just as a tribute to Vinny and Dime. And, That would really be cool. I know they did a release here a little while back. They did Volume 2 of Dying Vision, and when you bought it, come with a DVD that had like, or a CD that had like 5 songs on it. That I think it was just some stuff that Dime recorded in his home studio of him like singing and playing guitar and stuff. But it sort of kind of has, some of the tracks on it sort of kind of have like a southern rock kind of feel to it or whatever. Kind of reminds me of some of the stuff they were doing on Rebel Meets Rebel, and I'm glad that stuff got released, and it's pretty cool to listen to. I don't know if Hell Yeah was working on any new music or if they had anything new in the works or whatever, but it sucks to know that they'll never be, you know, Vinnie Paul is gone, and I know they're for a long time. I think a lot of the fans wanted it. They wanted a reunion of Pantera with Zakk Wylde playing guitar. And truth be told, I'm kind of glad they never did do it. I mean, not that I'm saying that it would have diminished Dime's memory or anything, because I knew they would have done it in his memory or whatever. But the situation between Phil and Somno and Vinnie Paul, with some of the things that Phil and Somno done and some of the things he said after his brother or whatever, before his brother passed away, but he thinks that it led to his brother getting killed. And so I don't think he ever forgave him for that. And I don't ever think you would have saw I don't ever think you would have saw a Pantera reunion. Even, I know Zakk Wylde would have done it. I think he even talked about saying he would do it. But I'm glad they didn't do it. And it sucks. Now, the only way I think it may have would have got done is if Phil and the guys had left on good terms, and there were no animosity, no kind of bad feelings or whatever towards each other, and it'd have been all these years later and Pantera would have got back together. You know, even if Dime still would have died, you know, and everything, I still would have think maybe they would have done it. But with that whole situation, I don't think you would have ever seen it. And I'm kind of glad you didn't see it, to be honest with you. And so that, to me, is what kind of... And I think even if you would have seen a reunion, I think it would have been a tour maybe or two. I don't think they would have ever recorded new music together. I just believe they would have went out and done a few shows together or whatever and said, hey, here, you know, here's Pantera. We did some shows for people that never may have got to see us, blah, 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 whatever, you know. That was it, but I don't think you would have ever seen them do any new music. And so, now with Vinnie Paul being gone, I know you'll definitely never see it. And I hope no one ever tries to do anything like that. To diminish what they did as a band together. I don't know if there's ever any unreleased video stuff, audio stuff of anything that Vinnie Paul done or even Vinnie and his brother done, but if it's ever out there, and I'm not saying I want to see if done right and done the right way and done in a great tribute and in a great honorable way, I would love to see any unreleased stuff that they done together. That would be really cool. But I wouldn't want it to be a thing where the label wants to bring it out just to make a dollar off of it. I mean, if they want to do it and it's a real tribute and to two legends who pretty much changed some of the way you've seen things in the metal industry, and two brothers that were just, I don't know, probably two nicest guys on the planet or whatever. Yeah, I would like to see it if done right and done respectable and honorable. Yeah, I would see it. But if a record label wants to do something and it's just a cash cow, then, you know, let it lie where it lies and enjoy and treasure the things that we have and the things that we got. And that would be cool to me. I really don't have probably a whole lot more to say other than Vinnie Paul would be definitely missed. And like I said, he was a pioneer drummer. He was legendary, and I don't know. It was funny to see him back there in a bandana and everything, and I loved the way he played, and he, like I said, it touches home for me because I used to play drums, so that's why I waited to do this podcast when I did. I had to process everything and kind of get my mind wrapped around doing it. But Vinny, if you're hearing this, you'll be greatly missed, man. You were a legend, and your drumming will live on forever. The music you helped create will live on forever, whether it's Damage Plan, Hell Yeah, Pantera, Rebel Meets Rebel, and if you've ever done anything else out there, may that, you know, carry your legacy on too. Rest in peace, Vinny. I hope you're happy. I hope you're with your brother, doing the things you want to do. Well, this is Bill here signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, and I'll see you again hopefully soon. Take care.